Blackstone Audio presents Falling Free by Lois McMaster Bujold. Chapter 1. The shining rim of the planet Rodeo wheeled dizzily past the observation port of the orbital transfer station. A woman whom Leo Graf recognized as one of his fellow disembarking passengers from the jump ship stared out eagerly for a few minutes, then turned away, blinking and swallowing, to sit rather abruptly on one of the bright cushioned lounge chairs. Her eyes closed, opened, caught Leo's. She shrugged in embarrassment. Leo smiled sympathetically. Immune himself to the assorted nauseas of space travel, he moved to take her place at the crystal viewport. Scanty cloud cover swirled in the thin atmosphere far below, barely veiling what seemed excessive quantities of red desert sand. Rodeo was a marginal world, home only to Galactec mining and drilling operations and their support facilities. But what was he doing here, Leo wondered anew. Underground operations were hardly his field of expertise. The planet slid from view with the rotation of the station. Leo moved to another port for a view back toward the hub of the station's wheel, noting the stress points and wondering when they'd last been X-rayed for secretly propagating flaws. Centrifugal G-forces here at the rim where this passenger lounge was situated seemed to be running at about half Earth standard, a little light perhaps, deliberately stress-reduced, trouble anticipated in the structure. But he was here for training, they'd said at Galactec headquarters on Earth, to teach quality control procedures in free-fall welding and construction. To whom? Why here at the end of nowhere? The K-Project was a singularly uninformative title for his assignment. Leo Graf? Leo turned. Yes?